And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
Talking spring training with a guy who has seen most of them, Patrick Royce of the Star Tribune. And Patrick, hey, who's caught your eye down here so far this year?
Well, it's not a shock, but Maeda is fantastic. I love watching that guy pitch. He is a craftsman, to say the least. I was liking what I saw about Garver earlier because he was hitting the ball to right field. He's had a little strikeout prone lately, but I think he looks a lot better than he did last year. He was so bad last year, I was wondering if they might turn the catching over to the kid, Jeffers. But I like him, and Josh Donaldson looks fantastic. He has been killing the ball, and if they can keep him healthy, he is a difference maker. One thing, unlike Miguel, he realizes right field exists.
All right. Hey, good stuff. Hey, we'll talk about a couple of key positions when we come back.
Attention all truck drivers. Living the dream in North Dakota just got better. G-Style Transport is now hiring CDL drivers and are paying $300 to $400 a day. That's right, a 20-day on and 10-day off rotation with more if you'd like. 2 years experience preferred. We offer health benefits and we also offer company housing. Contact G-Style today at gstyletransport.com or give us a call at 701-264-3097. That's 701-264-3097. Drive in style with G-Style.
Cattle producers, the annual Glasso Angus Bull Sale is Thursday, March 25th at 1 p.m. at Sitting Bull Livestock in Williston. Featuring calving ease, docility, and superior wean and yearling performance. This outstanding set of yearling Black Angus bulls represent the breed's leading genetics. Bald Ridge Colonel, Hoover No Doubt, Gingrich Blackout, SAV Elation, Rainfall, Resource, Top Glasso Sires, and more. The bulls are fertility tested before sale day. Go to GlassoAngus.com for the catalog and be there Thursday, March 25th, 1 p.m. at Sitting Bull.
We're with Patrick Royce, and Patrick, I don't know if question mark is necessarily it, but left field with Rosario gone now is up for grabs somewhat, but I know the young kid out there is going to be it in the long run.
Rooker has been fantastic, actually. Kirilloff is still projected to be the starting left fielder. It wouldn't shock me if Kirilloff doesn't pick it up here a little. He hit a home run the other day that was just a screamer, but he hasn't looked great at the plate. Meanwhile, Rooker is killing the ball. If the Twins stick with Rooker and let Kirilloff start over in St. Paul with the extra players, it's not because they're saving service time. It's because Rooker's looked so good this spring. But I don't think they really have a left field problem. I think they might have a right field problem. Kepler's got to start hitting here. He had a bad year last year, and he hadn't looked good this spring.
All right, good stuff. Patrick Royce, everybody. That concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by the Glasso Angus Bull Sale, by GStyleTransport.com, and by Nervous Nellies on Fort Myers Beach, voted best waterfront restaurant 3 years in a row.